take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Gar.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features, they're totally free, so enjoy those on us. And that's freetalklive.com. Lots, as always, to talk about here tonight. Let's keep talking about dogs, though. Because
dogs?
A few days ago, we discussed a story, and Gard, you are joining us again. Thank you, as always, for coming in from LibertyConspiracy.com and sharing your perspective with us.
Thanks for letting me be here.
You may have missed last week on the show, Gard. We talked, I think it was Friday night, about dog licensing, and the Los Angeles Times was reporting that there's a crackdown in effect where it's, effectively they've got 8 full-time bureaucrats walking the streets, checking out people's houses. They're using the database that they're getting from the meter readers.
And of course.
The meter readers are keeping tabs on which houses have dogs and which ones don't, that kind of thing.
Right.
So they're using that information to target households that have dogs that don't have licenses. And they're trying to shake down people for up to $100, maybe more, per dog. It's $15 if they are neutered or spayed, and $100 if they are not. Plus, if you've had babies
so
with...
testicles cost $85.
Yeah. And we weren't sure if they were actually going around feeling the undersides of the dogs or inspecting. We weren't sure how invasive they were getting.
When I was growing up, my mom, who showed dogs, took a dog from a friend who, you know, I mean, these people hang out together. They're dog showing mm-hmm. people. Who was a beautiful Doberman who couldn't be shown because he had one undescended testicle. Of course, you know, now they probably would do an operation on the dog and no one would ever know. But,
right.
You know, at the time, that's an issue, right? You can't show a dog that has an undescended testicle. So I'm just wondering, would there be a discount on it?
For the havesy kind of
yeah,
deal?
Well, he's likely not fertile anyway.
Right.
I mean, probably couldn't make it with one. Who knows? I mean, stranger things have happened.
So they're cracking down in L.A. because, well,
not like they need the money.
Well, apparently they do. Apparently they do need the money. The times are tough, and the government, of course, hasn't cut its budget like the rest of us have. So,
and that dog licensing is really key. It just helps recover the dog. It's for your protection. It's not an extortion racket.
Yeah,
it has nothing to do with that.
It's all about lining the pockets
of
the bureaucrats.
Sure,
it's all that it is.
That's right.
And one of the things we were talking about is we were curious as to whether or not the amount of money they actually collect in licenses ends up covering the cost of
yes.
running the bureaucracy. I mean, I
yes.
don't know. I don't have the opportunity, nor would I be interested, really. In
first thing that popped into my mind, too.
The L.A. budget.
Right. I can't tell you how many, people don't even know this, but how many bureaucracies out there don't cover themselves. I know, for instance, just one here that comes top of my mind is the town we live in New Hampshire. They have parking meter maids that wander around and hassle people and give out, $5 tickets or whatever. That doesn't even come close to covering their budget that they pay for the girls to walk around.
Oh, yeah. You look at the Massachusetts Turnpike is a great example of it. They supposedly put in the Massachusetts Turnpike tolls to pay for the Massachusetts Turnpike. And, of course, it has long since been paid for, and the Turnpike tolls still remain. There are people there who earn six-figure salaries at the Massachusetts Turnpike
the
as
administrators?
Toll takers.
Whoa, really?
Toll takers.
They have to take care of bureaucrats. They have to
yeah.
have optical and dental and health insurance.
And, wow. You know, I was thinking about this, too. And maybe this is an interesting time to pose this question to anybody who believes in the sanctity of government, the purity of government as serving the people. And here's an interesting question. Just to ask you personally, in your life, has government given you more or taken from you more?
Mm.
Has government given you in value?
Well,
what, you know, can you put a price tag on it? Can
that's
you put a price tag on these people who manage the city streets?
That's really the problem, though, is that when you look at government, generally the first thing people jump to when you think about government, you think of the federal government. And when you think, what does the federal government give me? Why it gives me freedom? Those brave young
men
and women in green uniforms with automatic weapons at the ready have been sent all over the world to kill people in order to keep us free.
And how do you put a price tag?
How do you put a price tag on freedom?
So the point is, maybe before you even get there, because that tends to be people leap to the nth conclusion, you say to yourself, no, just on a local level. The dog licensors. Are you getting back in value what you're paying for that?
I don't even know what you
are
get.
Are you not?
Out of value, you know, get a piece of paper.
Yeah. And one other thing. So how about these Massachusetts toll takers? Are you getting back in value what you're paying these guys? And, you know, and they never aggregate the cost. They never say, oh, yeah, you know, like, for example, they're increasing costs in Massachusetts. I was listening to a program on the way over, a Massachusetts talk radio program, and they have lists of all the tax increases, right? Now, the politicians look at it as revenue enhancement. Oh, our system needs to continue to function, so we need fuel, we need calories, we need dollars to come in. They never
they're
look
not
at
taxes,
it as
their fees,
right? And
fees.
So they look at it as not a net loss, but a net gain to keep themselves and the government in balance. But what is it really? It's a net loss. It's a theft. It's a net theft. So you can ask any politician. Excuse me. Not what is this going to cost in tax dollars, but what is this going to take from people? What is this going to take from them to do this?
And of course, the other thing that's more difficult to calculate, another version of asking, what is it going to take? Well, it's going to take your opportunity cost, right? It's going
perfectly.
To take it's going to take
it.
Away the things that you could otherwise do with the money that you've earned that only each individual would know what
Absolutely.
Those things are.
Absolutely.
And I don't know what it is that you would do with your paycheck if you were able to take 100%
yes.
of it home.
And that's where the economic component of freedom meets the moral component of freedom. Because the economic component of freedom is, look, these opportunity costs are unseen. What is seen is what you guys are trying to tell us is so wonderful, you know, building the park for the kids or you know, licensing the dogs or whatever it might be, painting the lines for your parking.
At least with the park, I mean, you know, like most people like the idea of parks, and I'm not I like the idea of parks. I just, you know, what is it that my dog licensing fee's going
right,
for?
Right.
To pick up other people's dogs who haven't been taking care of them? I think that's the idea behind it, is that we use this money in order to run around the dog catcher and since everybody's got dogs, some dogs get loose. We
right.
have to catch dogs. I don't entirely understand. It seems to me that if the dog catcher catches dogs, then they should charge people to get their dogs back.
Don't they do that? I'm pretty sure they do.
They should charge them more.
Right. Yeah, but and then again, then you run into a situation of the dog catcher could start taking dogs. You know, you've got very little way to get any sort of feedback on this because you've got no profit motive. But to get back to that moral and economic component, the economic component is what's not seen. And the moral component is that needs to be determined by that individual. That's the moral component of freedom. The moral component of freedom and the economic component of freedom, they go together. And I know it started with a very simple thing that you haven't even really been able to expand
on
yet. But this is the sort of thing that's been on my mind as I listen to these stories. I listen to this story, and I think about what happened to me the past 4 days. We were out of power in my town.
Oh, no, not
now,
again.
Yeah, and now I sit there and say to myself, and I had a conversation with somebody who said, well, you know, why are you so down on this? And I was like, look, we've got a legal oligopoly in the state of New Hampshire for power. There's Public Service of New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. I love that euphemism. There's a couple other tiny companies that have been allowed in just through certain legal maneuvers, right? Mm. And they service very few people. So you say to yourself, look, if this were a for-profit company and we could turn to somebody else when they're not servicing their customers well, they're not even telling them where they're going, you try to call them and you can't get anybody, you go to their offices, and like last year, they don't let you in. They have police guarding the offices because people are so teed off.
Hmm.
Well, maybe if you had a competitive enterprise, they might actually decide that they would want to serve the customer and do something well because
right.
the customer might do something else with his money.
Right now, they're nailed down. They can't do anything,
exactly.
And they know it. And so they'll get it fixed when it's fixed. Hey, if you're,
right.
you know, if you're cold, well, too bad.
Right. And you think about all the businesses that are closed. I go down to get something for my niece. She wants some Skittles. I'm going to go down to this local market downtown, grab some Skittles, get something for lunch. We've got no power at our house. Boom.
Hopefully
they've got no power at that store.
Hopefully
so,
you get her some toothpaste, too.
Well, there you go. But so those are opportunities that are lost in business. Now, if they had contracted with a private business,
right.
That private business would know, hey, we're losing some important hitters here.
You might even be able to get a make good from the power company if their service went out and they knew that you could go somewhere else. They might say, well, tell you what, we'll credit you for that, and we're so sorry. I don't think you can get credits from the power company for that. I got some on my cable modem, but I don't think the power company offers it. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Duty. Honor. Family. They're more than words for active and separated members of the U.S. military. You've defended our freedom, and we're here to help your family. This is Tim Lewis of iFreedom Direct, and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. You've served your country with honor, and you're entitled to benefits not available to the general public, like buying a home with no down payment, streamlined refinancing, or getting cash out up to 100% of your home's equity. And because of your service to your country, it's usually easier to qualify for a VA loan than a conventional loan.
On your feet!
And get all the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com or call 800-900-VA-LOAN. varadio.com.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com. Or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Okay, so you're sitting there listening to your favorite radio program, and all of a sudden, you hear GetTheTea.com. What the? GetTheTea.com? Then you think to yourself, I don't drink tea. Now for the truth. Many people don't drink tea, but they drink energy drinks, colas, juices from concentrates, which all carry high levels of sugar and caffeine. Sugar is a toxin. Sugar does not help you, nor does caffeine. Your colon could be clogged, causing dangerous consequences. This is why GetTheTea.com will help. Specially formulated by a PhD to remove harmful toxins from your body. Lose weight naturally and clean the system in your body and feel more energy. Order now at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. No tea works like GetTheTea.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind, dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Gard.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got archives. If you missed a moment of the show, they're right there on the front page. Just click and download. They're yours for free. So enjoy. freetalklive.com. Plus, our podcast has archives going all the way back to the beginning of January of 2009. All of it on the house, freetalklive.com. And want to bring up to you the Free State Project. It is closing in on 10,000 participants. Nearly 10,000 people have signed and pledged to make the move to New Hampshire in order to get active for liberty, in order to work on achieving liberty in our lifetime, to get together with other like-minded people and get active. Right now, the counter is at 9,971.
It's up from earlier today. It was 66 this morning.
Yeah, 29 remaining. So you could be one of the first 10,000 participants in the Free State Project.
If you don't sign up now, people are going to make fun of you once everybody gets moved. Oh, you were in the second 10,000.
Well, I don't know if anybody's going to make fun of you, but it's certainly it's a good number to look at.
Don't worry, you can count on one.
And from our end, please, please sign up. We need you.
Well, there are already almost 800 people from the Free State Project that are already in New Hampshire, including Mark and myself. We made the move up a few years back. Of course, we're going to be attending the upcoming Liberty Forum, which is happening this month. We're now just a few weeks away. It's going to be the 18th through the 21st. And it's not too late to get registered. You can do that over at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. You'll get a whole list of all the speakers and things that are going on. Andrew Napolitano, you might know him as the judge from Fox News. He's going to be there speaking as a keynote address. Also, Jacob Hornberger will be keynoting from the Future of Freedom Foundation. We've shared a number of his articles that he's written on the air here, plus other folks like William Norman Gregg from the ProLibertate blog over at also at lourockwell.com, Angela Keaton from antiwar.com, Ernest Hancock from the Freedom's Phoenix. We talk about them a lot here on this program. So all kinds of interesting folks. Thomas Naylor from the Second Vermont Republic, one of the secessionists.
I'm excited.
The most prominent, I would say probably the most prominent and recognized secessionist in culture today. Yeah. So lots of folks. Shelley, the very very attractive Shelley Roche will be there as well. So all kinds of reasons to come out. Freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. Use our discount code FTL to save 10%. That's FTL. And, of course, Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting live every single night. So we'll look forward to seeing you there. All right. Now, we continue with your phone calls here. We'll get back to the dog discussion in a moment because there's other news that goes beyond dog licensing. If you thought dog licensing was bad, wait till you hear about what they're going to do in the UK. Let's go first to Mike in Alaska. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I'd like to talk about age restrictions.
Sure.
I don't know how you guys feel about it. I think Mark is kind of into limiting sex of people under 18. I'm not sure.
Well, it depends on what it's on.
Well, really, it just seems to me that the government sort of throws out all these numbers for when you're an adult, when you're not an adult. Like, now you can't have a credit card at 18 unless you have a co-signer.
Right.
Yeah, and, like, for me, like, I'm into guns, and you can't own a pistol till you're 21, but you can own a rifle at 18.
Right, you can smoke cigarettes at age 18, you can go to a movie at age 17, you can drink at age 21.
And you can sign up to get your body part blown apart or, you know, go and fight in an undeclared war for the United States at 18.
At 18.
I think 17.
17, good point.
That's
yes,
true. Early, right on, they start the process early. That way they can bring you in, like, the day of your birthday or something.
But actually
like that, right?
Utilize your own God-given right or natural-born right or whatever right, utilize right, recognize right, societally recognized right to defend yourself with a firearm like that, and you're up you-know-what creek.
Sex with young people, that changes depending on the jurisdiction, you know, the arbitrary political boundaries that that you happen to be standing in. So for some places it could be 18, some places it could be 16. So, Mike, I share your frustrations with this. What were your thoughts?
Well, you know, even here in Alaska, it's like you have to be 19 to buy a pack of cigarettes. Like, really, it just seems to me like they're going to – it just seems like they might as well – just increase the voting age to 21, as it just seems like they're saying that, no, you can't be responsible for yourself.
Yeah, it's an arbitrary line that they've drawn. In other words, what you're saying is, and how does that correlate to the view of sex and consent for people who are younger, and where do we draw the line on that as far as government rules go, right?
Right, so exactly. I mean, if you have if you're a 15-year-old and you have sex with a 19-year-old, your parents could prosecute or press charges against a 19-year-old. It's like saying that they have, like, your parents have some sort of right to your sex or something. I don't really understand it.
So, Mike, do you think that some young people are irresponsible in age brackets, you know, down below 18? Do you think they are not able to be responsible for their actions?
Well, you know, that it's the thing that, yes, people are irresponsible, but I don't think that there's a certain age when you really become responsible. I mean, I don't think I was really responsible until I was 21.
I think the best way to encourage responsibility is to allow people to make mistakes and to experience the consequences of their actions. And I think that the consequences of their actions should not include a trip to the pokey, you know, should not include being locked up. There are already going to be enough consequences.
The news
like
is
sexually transmitted
constantly
diseases.
Is full of things like, say, 9-year-olds taking mom's car for a joyride. It happens. If that 9-year-old gets into an accident and kills a member of my family, what kind of consequences do you think they should have? I mean, it seems to me they sort of knowingly took out a 5,000-pound death machine that they, shouldn't have been driving, didn't have any business driving. What do you think?
Well, you kind of have to have the parents take responsibility to some extent, because what you have here is, parents aren't taking responsibility for teaching their kids. They're leaving it up to the schools, and the schools suck.
I agree with that, absolutely. But, like, say I have my keys sitting in a little maroon bowl at my house, and my son, who's, at 9, old enough to reach up there into that maroon bowl, takes them out of the maroon bowl and puts them into the ignition of a car. Does that make me responsible for his actions?
Well, I think you should have been more careful with...
Should I have locked them in a safe?
Really,
well, I think it's the responsibility of the person who wrecked into to
right.
have
what
insurance.
What if the next door neighbor's kid breaks into my house and steals the keys out of the bowl?
Well, you have to, at some point, you have to realize that you can't just draw a line and say, well, this age you're responsible.
But what else can you do is what I'm asking you, Mike. I'm asking for some critical thinking. I'm not asking for complaining about age restrictions. I'm asking you to tell me what else do you do.
What else do you... Well, really, it's not so much about age. It's really about teaching responsibility. At 18, I got a credit card, and I used it responsibly, and I'm not in debt because my parents brought me up to respect that, to make sure that I don't... so I know how to handle myself with money.
It's a good thing. It's one of the most important things you can teach young people. I want to continue the conversation. Mike, thank you for the call. I want to make sure we get Gard in here with his thoughts on this. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you're worried about 9-year-olds crashing into you in your vehicle, you should probably have some insurance coverage to, make sure you're covered in case, whether it's a 9-year-old or some unlicensed driver
you don't think
or
there's a negligence
some
factor
90-year-old
in there?
As
you don't
well.
Think they have some
more coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
How would you feel with normal blood pressure? How would you feel with a normal cholesterol reading without the drugs? What if you could avoid bypass surgery? Would it not be nice to have your heart beat regularly again? To have a sex life again? All these benefits and more can be yours when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. But please, don't take our word for it. Listen to what our customers say.
I've been on the Heart and Body Extract since 2006 and will remain on it for life. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Read more of these amazing testimonials at hbextract.com. Your effective 100% organic herbal treatment for Heart and Body Health is now available at hbextract.com. Get Heart and Body Extract at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Look for free bonus 1213 at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract today.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements, for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
From the ancient lost book of Tobias, we read,
"Then the angel said to him, take out the entrails of the fish and lay up his heart and his gall and his liver for thee, for these are necessary for useful medicines."
This passage tells how livers of fish were important to man's health then and are now. Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality sacred food oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, with fermentation. Cold fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. For more information and a 20% discount off of first orders, visit greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code RADIO at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good through March 31st. Or call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818. Call Green Pasture products today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. And the features there are totally free, and they include our wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. You can go and edit virtually anything you see there, wikiwiki.freetalklive.com. That's wiki. freetalklive.com. Also, this show brought to you by SACL CAI. You need collections done with respect to your customers? You want to go to SACL CAI. And by the way, I don't know if this is public, but I've heard that Jason Osborne from SACL CAI will be attending the Liberty Forum this year.
Oh, man.
So I know a lot of people do love it when Jason Osborne is around, and so this would be a great opportunity to meet one of the most... what would we call them? The most biggest benefactors, one of the largest benefactors of the Liberty community?
One of the biggest benefactors, one of the most dedicated, principled guys. His wife is the same way, and one of the nicest guys, coolest guys around. And I got to say, hopefully he's listening now, I just opened my email, and he has a message, call Osborne. So Osborne, I will do it. I'm sorry I've been neglecting a lot of things the past couple days, but this has just been crazy the past couple days.
Well, we're glad you had the time to come in here tonight, Guard. In fact, so SACL CAI, go. You can see their banner at the top of freetalklive.com and learn more about them. And come meet Jason in person at the upcoming Liberty Forum. He said that he just can't miss a party, and he knows that the Liberty Forum is going to be a great party.
He's right about that.
So that's why I'm so bummed that I can only come out for Thursday and late Saturday and Sunday. I wish I could be there the entire time, so you guys will have to have fun for me.
I can't wait. I'm sorry you're not going to be there, man, but we'll think of you. We'll give you the positive vibes.
I'll be showing up as soon as I can. As soon as I can get my ass out of New York City, I am hauling up to Nashua.
With that lineup, too. Jeez, man.
All right, so we're going to continue here, but Guard, I want to make sure you had a chance to jump in on this conversation. We had Mike call in and bring up the age-old issue, if you will, of restrictions on age, and talking about the arbitrary numbers that the government people have selected. It's 18 to smoke, it's 21 to drink, it's 18 to join the military, 17 to watch an R-rated movie. Going down the list of all these numbers, there's no consistency, and of course, as Mike points out, And as I think anybody with common sense would point out, that these are just numbers. They don't have any reflection on the maturity of the individual that that we're talking about. You can have a 17-year-old who is more mature than a 21-year-old in different ways. So it all depends. And just where do you – how do you feel about the issue of
One of the things is these sorts of conversations get a lot of people very wrapped up in things. And they bring up anecdotal examples. They bring up their own feelings and so on. And I think what's often overlooked, especially for those of us who are trying to look at the world from within the prism of people who believe in leaving our neighbors alone and having associations with them that they agree to rather than forcing them to associate in certain ways, is we have to recognize that the what's missing here, the unseen 800-pound gorilla in this issue, is that all of these questions and all of these points are being brought up within the context of government, of the majority within the representative body or whatever will decide, shall decide for everybody what they will be. So all these little marks of differentiation can't really be addressed because we're not addressing them based on the differentiation of free peoples. We're not addressing it within the context of real freedom. What we're doing is we're talking about our disagreements as to what government policy should be, not what is right and wrong. And in my opinion, these things can be better determined if you have voluntary societies where individuals can congregate with other individuals of similar taste, and those individuals will come up with their own set of rules. Now, some people can say, well, that would be crazy. You know, how would you protect? Well, already you say that you if you truly believe that government can function and come up with these great rules, then you must believe that most people would go according to a certain route. So right. Why not just leave them alone and let them go according to that route?
I agree with you on that, because we already have a good amount of variation between when people can start driving vehicles. And I consider the time that one starts driving a motor vehicle to be the crux of this issue.
Yeah.
It's one thing if a kid drinks a beer. It's one thing if he smokes a cigarette. I mean, mostly these are decisions that are going to affect him and his later life. I don't think there should be a cigarette smoking age. I think it's a terrible idea. Don't pick up cigarettes, kids. However, adults should be able to do with their lives as they please, as long as they don't throw their butts out the windows of their cars. Because that's littering. alcohol, I think the kids should be taught how to drink alcohol. I don't think there should be an age at all. I think kids should, young kids should be taught how to drink a little wine and water with their meal, and that this important activity that 90-something percent of Americans participate in and some portion of the year or whatever, that they know how to do that. But
yeah.
I think when it comes to cars, there are listeners to the show, anecdotal stories. One guy says, there didn't used to be a driving age in Arkansas or Oklahoma or whatever it was. I think it was Oklahoma that he was telling me, because, they just didn't have it. So he'd drive the family car at 12 or something, sort of down the back backwoods roads and that kind of thing. My dad taught me to drive sitting on his lap, driving down. We had a long driveway. I was lived down the country.
Right.
And I learned to, I sat on his lap at 6. So I do think that there's some room, but I also think that there are times when kids will make bad decisions because they're kids.
Sure.
And do you want to hold a kid to the same accountability if they hurt people, destroy lives and property?
I don't think anybody has posited such a thing.
I did.
You think that a 9-year-old should be held to the same liability as a 19-year-old?
Don't you? If a 9-year-old gets into his mom's SUV and loses control of it and wrecks into my car and kills my son, that about?
But certainly, isn't this really drawing us away from the core issue, which is, can't these debates be determined by free individuals without politicians telling them what it's going to be, and have individuals living in free societies away from government decide these things? Because obviously your mind starts to go into these examples and draw these out and say, yeah, what are the implications of this? But certainly,
I don't hear him
people
asking,
could do this.
I don't hear him mentioning the government necessarily. Well, he's just asking about how that should be handled. And I think that that's something that the market would determine, is how to handle
exactly
a 9-year-old committing a vehicular manslaughter or whatever. as opposed to somebody who's got more of his faculties and a better ability to critically think and that sort of thing.
For example,
I cringe at the idea of sending a 9-year-old to a work camp
This is a great example. This is what draws us out. From that one question about this, we go to the driving example. If you had a private society, and that private society, with free people joining the private society, were to build roads or to have a contract with a company to build roads or manage roads, that road management company would have liabilities based on the safety, the efficiency, the speed. All these things would be measured by that company and the people who do business with them. So they would be able to more readily address what their customers want, and they wouldn't be able to stay in business if they were allowing all sorts of reckless driving for whatever age groups. So if they were determined, it's not perfect, but it is a better way to attenuate and to fit the model of freedom and the desires of individuals than government, the one-size-fits-all thing.
I think that you can the insurance companies claim, okay, and I'm gonna simply go with what they say here. I don't know the truth, I don't know the truth. But what they claim is that people from 16 to 18 have a heck of a lot more accidents than people from 18 to 20.
Yeah.
And those have more accidents than people from 20 to 22. And, like, maybe there is, sort of in the aggregate, if you plot people on a graph, maybe there's, a certain age where people should start driving. And then should a community be able to come up with an age? Because that is, it's really arbitrary. It is arbitrary.
It is.
Should a community come up with an age, or each individual private road owner come up with an age?
I don't see how you can do that.
Well,
you can check them at their driveway. I mean, I live right on a freeway.
Well, nobody checks you right now when you get out on the road. Right now, nobody knows.
Indeed.
So if somebody's going to come up with a way to do that, it would be the marketplace. And I think that industries can work to companies and industries have shown that they have the ability to work together on things, setting standards and things like that.
Or you could just set an arbitrary age.
You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Rock Creek gently flows through the parkland of Washington, D.C. until it meets the mighty Potomac River in the heart of the federal city.
On the other hand, Rock Creek Free Press is a fiercely independent newspaper that's not afraid to print the truth. We print the stories that others won't touch. The 9/11 cover-up, media propaganda, government corruption, state terrorism, and violations of our constitutional rights. The Creek is a completely reader-supported publication. We accept no corporate advertising, no corporate influence. For a free, no-obligation issue of The Creek, just go to rockcreekfreepress.com. If you want copies for your local 9/11 Truth Group, send your request to editor@rockcreekfreepress.com. Rock Creek Free Press, not afraid to print the truth.
Call them at 301-452-0090 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial on in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we give you the features for free. So enjoy those on us. And if you like this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You just start your shopping through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. It's that simple. You know Amazon, the world's largest internet retailer with dozens of categories in which you can shop, plus used items if you want to save a few extra bucks. Also, we do have international Amazons. And normally when you go to amazon.freetalklive.com, it should kind of detect from where you are coming and send you to the correct international site if necessary, so U.S. people should be sent to the U.S. one. But there's also a Canadian Amazon and a German Amazon, and I think there's, let's see, what's the other
Great
one?
Britain.
UK, that's right. So if you want to, if you, for whatever reason it's not working, you can just put in the two-letter country code for your country after Amazon. So AmazonUS.freetalklive.com will take you to the U.S. site every time. Amazon DE will take you to the Germany site every time. Amazon CA will take you to the Amazon Canada site. And Amazon UK will take you to the Amazon UK site.
Don't you think these people in their countries already know what these country these designations are?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe they probably already do, yeah. Just all making right. It clear.
But they could be visiting. They could be visiting over there.
That's
there
true.
You go.
There
maybe
you
they're
go.
Studying abroad. And they
little
maybe
bit
they
just like to buy things in marks.
A little bit of information never hurt anybody. So Amazon.freetalklive.com. Let's continue with your phone calls. Joe in Connecticut, you're on Free Talk Live. The In Garden Mark.
Hi.
Hey, Joe.
I wanted to chime in on this age restriction thing.
Go for it.
I think that, you know, generally it should be determined between the child and the parent because so many people, you know, the same age, older, younger, whatever, it doesn't matter, are all at different levels. And I'll give you a perfect example. My mother died when I was 12, and my brother was 13, and my stepfather was a delivery driver for Drake. So he was out at 3 in the morning, and we would have to get ourselves up at 6 to go to school, get everything ready, and be out on time and everything. And then when we came home, there was nobody home until 5 or 6 o'clock at night. So all that time, you know, we had to rely on ourselves. And even during the summer, school break, we would have to, you know, cook for ourselves. And, you know, we rarely ever had any kind of babysitter or anything like that. So we kind of proved that we were capable of at least handling that much, where I imagine a lot of 12-year-olds that I knew at the time would not have been trusted.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you. I mean, I think at 12 was when I became a latchkey kid or whatever.
I was 7.
Yep, something like that. So, obviously burning the house down is an issue when leaving a kid home alone. But at the very least, in that case, you are generally talking about the parents having to deal with the issue that they set up. Whereas, putting a kid on the road is subjecting people to dangers that they wouldn't otherwise be subjected to. What do you think about the insurance company's aggregated numbers that say that drivers from the ages of 16 to 18 are more dangerous than drivers from, say, 18 to 20?
I'm sure that that's mostly true. I have a theory on that, and that is kids are so repressed and they're hidden from everything that by the time they're actually set out to make their own decisions, they go crazy. And they're just, well, I want to do this and that. And it's like almost like information overload in a sense. Whereas if you bring them up, like, for example, taking the drinking issue, in Italy, children are brought up with wine all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And alcoholism is not the issue there that it is here. So if you bring up the kids to understand it and respect it, then by the time they're put out there, it's not a big deal.
I think that's a great point. And there's maybe one other factor, and I don't know what the importance of this factor is, but it may be a factor. It may just simply be the newbie factor. Yes, teenagers are probably more likely than a 30-year-old to be revving engines and drag racing and doing...
Right, I think it's the testosterone factor, largely,
well,
and experience
girls
factor.
Don't have... Is it teenagers or just teenage boys?
I would imagine that teenage girls probably do have larger amounts of testosterone than older women.
Well, that's probably a good point. I've never seen the statistics broken down as far as boys and girls, but we do know that over and over again, AAA mentions that it's always teenagers are the highest risk factors. But these are the types of things that, again, if you've got private systems, clearly the people involved with the private system, their bottom line will have to pay more if they've got these people out there, both monetarily and in the human cost of the lives lost. So why wouldn't I let my neighbor in his private society decide with his other neighbors how they're going to do it and what punishment there will be if people break the rules of their private societies? But here it doesn't work this way in government. And so every time people come up with these arguments, it's always within, well, what should the legislature do for everybody?
Well, the other point I wanted to make on the newbie factor is if, for instance, you've got somebody who's been toted around in a limousine or for whatever reason has been driven somewhere their entire life, and then they maybe break up from a marriage at age 33, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden now they have to drive themselves somewhere because the bus won't take them there or something like that, you may see that sure. kind of person has a higher incidence of getting into an accident.
Certainly, there's
as
inexperience.
Well.
Inexperience is absolutely an issue. But I'd like to point out also that throughout the ages there have been some consistencies. The people that you send to fight wars, males between the ages of 16 and 30. The people that commit crimes in societies world round throughout history, males between the ages of 16 and 30. I mean, when you combine the sort of the testosterone fueled full body of a male and send it out there upon the world, then, there's certain problems to it.
Any other thoughts for us tonight, Joe?
No, that's it. Thanks.
Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
Ian, can I just bring up, the same question arises for almost any sort of behavior that either has consequences, that has consequences for other people. And, for example, the sexual behavior question, that's a great question because it does have implications for others if another human being is created. There's a problem there because that human being could be living in a situation where it could be a bad deal. You've got other implications regarding adoption or foster care. How's that all going to work? And, again, if certain people consider a responsible age for sex to be 16, and others consider it to be 17, and others consider it to be 18, and others consider it to be 21 or 19 or whatever it might be.
I haven't reached the responsible age for sex yet. So, I understand where you're coming from. At the very least, when it comes to sex, once again, the consequences for the action that you commit are at least borne by you and another person,
right.
It can
and
be
those
undone
who freely
to some
associate
extent.
With you, and that's the thing. I'm hearing people talking about welfare and so on, and again, it's this Massachusetts radio thing, and they're saying, well, if you are disabled, if you're on Social Security SSID, Social Security Income Disabled for the disabled SSDI. Then even your children can get Social Security payments. You can get welfare payments for your kids. And I'm saying to myself, well, look, all of this, these types of things, the difference between government and freedom is that government claims that by giving this, by creating this system, which is clearly inefficient and can be taken advantage of all the time, that there, it's a good thing and we feel good. Everybody should feel good because it means everyone cares. It doesn't mean everyone cares. You've got to let everyone decide what they're going to do with their hard-earned cash to determine whether they care. And so if you've got a system where you've got people having to be answerable to their consequences, and only those people with whom they freely associate and who freely associate with them, it's a completely different ball game. You don't get this sort of, you know, toss away children mentality. You've got real glue that bonds people together. I was looking at a really good book from Mutual Aid to the Welfare State. And it talks about, and it falls in line with another book that I read called The Tragedy of American Compassion. I talk about it a lot at the Liberty Conspiracy Things, at the podcast. And it shows that the glue that held people together prior to government getting involved with welfare and taking care of illegitimate children and all these types of things, these social bonds were strong, and they were done by the Elks, the Lions Club, the Odd Fellows, and what they actually helped build wings on hospitals,
sure,
and run hospitals.
Shriners.
Exactly. Another great example. If you get an opportunity, anybody get a chance, go to YouTube and do a YouTube search for Roger Daltrey, Paul Weller. And you'll come up with something that talks about their, it's like a children in need type thing. It's to help get money voluntarily to build cancer wings on hospitals. And Daltrey talks all about it. And he says, and he literally says, and I'm paraphrasing, but he literally says, he says, to paraphrase, why get the government involved? We can do it ourselves.
And get it done fast.
And get it done better.
Exactly. Yeah, much more quickly, much less cost.
And I think the same thing goes for the problems that social interaction like sex and driving and things go.
We'll come back with more here. Hour number two is on the way. Your comments on this issue are welcome, or you can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. Plus, looks like Obama is continuing in Bush's shoes. We'll explain what he's done now. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains their monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.